This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thank you, Chris. You know, it's fun when a community can have a collectively shared experience. And yesterday we had that with the Tigers and, quite frankly, the ninth inning. And there's so much to talk about throughout that entire game. But it comes down to the ninth inning. And the Tigers, I'm not going to say they were cruising, because it was intense the whole way. But they had put up their three runs and then shut the Astros down. And the Astros did threaten, but not like they did in the ninth. And of course you go to the ninth inning, and of course that's where all hell breaks loose. And they get ducks in the pond, and they score a run. And now the tying run's at second base. And oh my God, the winning run's now at first base. And it was intense. And so we've asked people about your ninth inning yesterday. Because not only was it a collective experience, it was probably a vast array of ways that people were taking in the ninth inning. Because it was an afternoon game, it was just after 5, there were probably many people in their cars listening. Mm-hmm. There were those that were at kid events streaming on their phones. Some people streaming the video, others just watching the little game tracker. I don't know if anybody pulled off a bubble, but we want to know about your ninth inning experience and what was going on in your household or in your world as this game came down to what is an amazingly tense, an incredibly tense situation. And for some reason, baseball lends itself to him. And Gator, you talked about, fourth quarter against the 49ers. And Kyle McCord has the ball driving against Michigan down 6. And all these different things that we have experienced, for some reason, baseball touches a different nerve. And maybe it feels like a slow bleed or a death by 1,000 paper cuts or whatever. Right. It's just different. It hits different than other sports.
I think it builds. That's why, because it's an inning worth. So like you're seeing it unfold, you know, mm-hmm. A leadoff double. Uh-oh. You know, here comes another. Then you walk a base runner. And then you got two on, nobody out. And you're like, oh. And then you start, then math comes into play. You start looking, okay, it's a 3-run lead. Oh my God, this is the tying run, literally the tying run at the plate. Hope this doesn't happen. Oh, there's they get the out, but advances the runners. And then, I mean, it's just, the anxiety just builds up. It's like a crescendo. And then it can either explode or it just flattens out and gets doused. But there's not a whole lot of in between. You know, it's the extremes with it, which is amazing. With football, you know, you have to have a scoring drive. And you know, the outcome can be either, you know, 3, 6, or 7 points, whatever, 8 points, I suppose. Hockey and basketball are kind of different. You know, basketball is this running score that changes all the time. Hockey, it's a different anxiety.
Yeah, hockey is different. And over time, it is. But they're all different and unique in their own way.
They're all different and unique in their own way, and they're fantastic.
It had been a decade since we experienced this. Yeah. So I'm going to throw something at you that I can almost guarantee you're going to scoff at.
Do I need Bobby Scales here?
No, he doesn't. You don't need a personal protector.
Okay.
I think you're going to scoff something at this. Throughout the game, I don't know if you were paying any attention, but ESPN's little bug graphic up in the corner has the percent chance to win. Now, I know you don't like these things.
I hate them.
I use the percent chance to win as the warm blanket that I wrapped around myself in the ninth inning because, look, these are done through all kinds of metrics. Okay, what's Brisky against, you know, Caratini? What are the chances that Caratini gets a hit here? Because it was 3-1 Tigers with runners at second and third and one out, and Caratini's at the plate, and the chance of winning at that point, according to the little bug, the Tigers had a 73% chance to win. And I'm like, this does not feel like a 73% chance. But I'm going to lean on the science. The science is telling me it's going to be okay. So I'm going to feel, I'm going to try not to panic, avoid the heart attack, and feel good about that. Caratini lines out. McCormick comes up and walks. And now the go-ahead runs at first. And Hayward is at the plate. Okay? And at that point, I looked, and the percent chance that the Tigers won was up to 86%. And again, I wrapped myself in that warm, comfortable blanket of, it's going to be okay. But Kang asked a great question. It's at 86%, and Brisky lets go of the last pitch of the game. And Kang, I'll let you ask it.
I wonder if there was a way to measure the percentage, the win percentage, as soon as the ball left Hayward's bat.
With the exit velocity and the trajectory.
Yeah, I mean, he barreled it up, and I wonder if you could just freeze that right there.
If they could measure the exit velocity and the trajectory of that hit, what was the win percentage? It probably went from 86% down to like 14% just like that, and they completely flipped. It just so happened that Torque was there. Now, was Torque there by design? Was Torque there because of luck? I mean, it's not like the first baseman play. Their positions don't vary all that much. How far off the line, you're a matter of feet. But the matter of feet, the matter of inches, or as Bobby Scales said, sometimes the baseball gods just have the ball go in the glove. But yeah, I bet, because that ball was scalded.
Yeah, and I bet you as a fan, whatever your percentage was at the time, 86, 50, less than, as soon as Hayward hit that ball, it had to have dropped. It had to have dropped in your own mind, your stomach, your heart. And because he barreled it. It was like, oh my God, that's hit well.
You know, it's funny when you talk about things that drop. Your body literally like implodes in that moment. Your heart drops, your stomach drops, and things that are lower go up. You're all kinds of contorted, man. You're like, ugh!
Yeah.
And then it finally goes out. But you're kind of, I don't. You guys know me too well. I do not care for that statistic. It means absolutely nothing. Each at bat's its own, and I don't care.
It means
care.
Nothing to you.
It means nothing to me. Well, it means nothing, period. But it,
to you.
Oh, yeah, to you.
You telling other people how to feel, Gator?
I shouldn't do that.
All right, then.
But it's annoying to me because it's like, you know, they just tell you what it is without telling you what the formula is, which is probably way too convoluted to figure it out. Well, it's
I don't think it's random. Average. I think it's probably batting average, this guy versus righties, this guy versus lefties.
Yeah, runners in scoring positions, not anybody.
Similar situations.
Late in games and all this. I mean, I don't know how much is thrown into it or if it's just simply, hey, you know what? Caratini hits 270 on the season, and so there's a 73% chance he makes an out.
I thought it was 211, but yeah, sure. The point
that was
being,
McCormick was hitting 211, but Caratini was hitting 269 on the season.
Fair enough.
So, but whatever. So it that doesn't even register, and I hate seeing that. You guys like it, so it appeals to you, and it probably appeals to most people, not this guy over here.
Yep. I knew you'd hate it.
I do.
But people, that my point is, as panicked as it felt, and as much as it felt like the game was slipping away.
That gave you a little security blanket?
You're damn right it did.
No, I get it, Doug, because that's logic. I know you hate it, Gator, but the logic says that it's on your side. Now, it probably feels more.
It didn't feel that way.
No, it feels more 50-50 at work, right? Like, it feels like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, what if I told you that McCormick hit 600 with bases loaded this year?
I'm sure
that
was part of
that stat up
there.
No,
I'm sure they put that into their total equation. Of all the different variables that they can
measure.
But
it was an 80-something percent chance he makes it out?
86% chance that he makes it out.
But he hit 600 with...
No, it wasn't that he makes it out. It was an 86% chance that the Tigers win the game.
Win. Yeah.
Well.
So he might not make it out. He could have walked him. He could have had a single and they threw the runner out at the plate, whatever.
Mm. Well, if that's your blanket, wear it proudly.
Oh, I did.
Stay
Believe
warm.
Me, I used it to my
Treat
advantage.
Each other with respect.
I used it to my advantage.
Well, we talk about how playoff baseball is different than the other sports, and I think this is the advantage that baseball has of being a slower-paced game finally. You know, like, baseball is slower, and everyone complains. It's old, it's slow, it takes too long. But when in moments like this, it helps the sport as far as fan engagement. Like, every pitch, you take it. You know, you take your time before the next pitch, right? The next at-bat. Everything's slower, and it makes it more anxious.
And yet, it's so much sped up now compared to what it was 5 years ago. It's so much better now with a pitch clock.
Without question.
It's fantastic.
Well, Scooball works quick, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.